Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers. Welcome to episode 42 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We are opting for another week of not drinking, and instead, very akin to one of the topics we're going to talk about today, we got these loaded sodas.
Like Swig, but not Swig because we don't have Swig. It's literally a plastic cup with a sticker on it.
Oh, really? Oh my God, it is. Okay, so let me tell you what we got. We did already try them, truthfully, because we got them like an hour ago.
This is literally also, I'm realizing this is really cool.
No, there's more stuff in there. Okay, so Allie is drinking called a Full Blitz. I'm going to pop up the picture of the entire menu. They have where you can make your own, which we could have done, but we just picked two off the menu. So Allie has Sprite, Blood Orange, Cherry, Strawberry, and Watermelon.
Yeah, it's just giving me really
tough. Okay. And then the one that I have is called Island Pepper, which is Dr. Pepper, Pineapple, Coconut, and Vanilla Cream. And I'm not typically a coconut fan, but I actually really like it.
I like it too, but it's like, for some reason, that's just like quenching my thirst more.
Well, yeah, but because the cream makes it not thirst quenching.
I think it's the combination for me with the pineapple and the coconut that's like I'm not liking.
Interesting. I definitely like that one better, but y'all know I'm not a big bubbles person, so there's no way I'm going to drink a whole one of these. And also it's Dr. Pepper and it is 8:30 p.m. So
there's
if I drink too much more of that one, like I'm not going to bed.
Okay.
So we also have the mics in a different place today. I realized when I was watching back, Allie's laughing. Okay, before we talk about the mics, we also have the new camera, which is awesome. But the where the screen is located on the camera, Allie can't see us, which is, I think, actually for the best. You're not looking at yourself. You're just looking at the camera.
I couldn't
or me.
See myself when I was looking at the camera before.
If you had your glasses on, you could, no?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, anyway, so we have our new camera. Allie can't see the viewfinder, which is hilarious.
And I was more laughing at just, like, how weird the mics look.
I don't think they look that weird. Let us know. If you watch on YouTube, I was editing last week's episode, and I realized that the sound goes in and out when we turn to look at each other, and we do that for a lot of the podcast. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point, is you and I chatting with each other and us looking at each other. So when the mics are over here, they just don't pick it up as well.
Yeah.
So I tried to finagle. It was quite the sight of me trying to figure out how to get these mics here and, like, clip them onto something. And so it is still kind of makeshift. And it does look funny that they're crossed. I think that's kind of weird. And it does block our pretty background a little bit. I don't know. I'll play with it a little bit more maybe for next week, and we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how we feel. But I think it's going to sound a lot better this week.
I still think, like, in the future it would be cool if we had, like, a table in front of us.
I just feel like that's not the vibe. Like, sitting at a table is not, like, I want to be able to put my legs up and, like, look at you. I don't want to be at a table.
I don't know.
Just because other podcasts you like do that doesn't mean that we have to do that.
It just seems like it would be, like, nice to just, like, rest my arms.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, it's an option.
We don't have to worry about that right now.
Yeah, we don't.
Anyway.
Where do we want to start? Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, we can start with Dancing with the Stars.
So the problem is we watched it together.
Yeah.
So we shared all of our real thoughts with each other live.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little bit harder to, like, share, like, our immediate thoughts on the podcast.
Well, I think, like, the biggest thing is, like, what were the judges on?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the scores were just, like, insane. Like, giving, like, Jen and Sasha almost the same score as Ronaldo or Regelino or Reggie? Or like,
I don't even know. The problem was that they started where they started, and then it didn't make sense from there.
Yeah. I don't know what was happening there.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see what the results are from the audience, because I do think the judges' scores were just kind of...
Yeah.
It did not. I don't know. I knew I was going to be, and even more so, obsessed with Steven and Riley. Like, obsessed.
Yeah.
Their dance was so cute. He is so fun and so good. I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, they were really cute. I thought Dwight and Danny were so
good. And he just looked like he was having so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was, he didn't look, some of the other contestants, like, looked uncomfortable and nervous, and, like, rightfully so. It's their first, first week. But Dwight just looked like he was having a ball.
Yeah. And I feel like I said before, like, it could be another Iman and Danny season, which would be amazing.
And then the girl from Disney Channel, just unfair. Like, she's amazing, but she can dance.
Chandler?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
like, she was the best dancer of all the stars, but, like, she trained in dance.
Yeah. I mean, they can't have everyone be a rookie.
I just feel like that's the whole point.
Well, the whole point is that it's a star down the dance floor.
Yeah, but it should be a star.
There's a difference between her and having Charli D'Amelio on the show.
I don't disagree, because she didn't get famous for dance. She got famous for acting.
And most people argue that it's like, well, it's not dance, it's ballroom. And I'm like, yeah, but these people still understand, like, beats and, like, counts.
Choreography. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But
it was still awesome. It was still, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really great. Joey and Jenna were also really good.
Oh, yeah.
I love
them. And that's what I mean. Like, they started out giving them the score they got, and then I just feel like it didn't make sense from there. Like, they should have gotten a much higher score than some of the people that got close to them.
Yeah. He honestly, like, shocked me. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
Obviously, I don't watch The Bachelor, so I had no idea who he was going into this. Mm-hmm. But I love Jenna from So You Think You Can Dance, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
And then we realized when we were watching, so we stopped watching So You Think We Can Dance, So You Think You Can Dance.
We talked about that last week, yeah, that we gave up on it.
Oh, one of the guys that, like, auditioned, he was, like, I think we talked about him, but he was, like...
Yeah, because he was in episode one. He was from the Ukraine. He did ballroom.
Yeah, and he's literally, he was, like, one of the...
what's it called, yeah?
Like, just, like, the squad. Extras. Yeah, the dancers.
No, it's called something.
The troupe, yeah. Oh my god, I was like,
yeah, I was like, wait, that's the guy from So You Think You Can Dance.
And then when I heard, like, them announce, like, Bubba and Roman, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So that was fun to see.
Yeah. That's so fun. I wonder if it's because that whatever his name is, I already forgot, it was a judge, Val's brother.
Max.
I wonder if that's the connection. He was like, hey, you're not going to be on So You Think You Can Dance, but do you want to come be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good gig.
Yeah.
And then eventually, probably the goal is to get promoted to pro.
Yeah.
Right? If, like, other pros retire or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was what Ezra did. Right. But then they fucking put Ezra with Anna Delvey. And, like, oh, my God. Have you seen the interviews?
Yes. She is awful.
And she doesn't want to fucking be there.
She doesn't want to be there. If she
doesn't give a shit. Yeah. She doesn't know anybody. No. She's like, oh, so, like, how do you feel after the dance? Like, oh, I'm just glad that it's over.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. No, she was awful. And I just want her to go home. Like,
yeah.
That's the other problem with the mics being here is we're going to hit them. Trying to grab the drinks. Oh, you're right. I'm being good. You are. But exciting. Next week, there'll be more to talk about.
Yeah. Yay. So. I love it. It's so good. Okay, so should we talk about
the next TV portion of our episode?
I bet you can't guess.
Well, so, okay, before we go there, so I, you know, last week I told Allie that I would watch, I mean, obviously Dancing with the Stars and The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And there's also football. Almost every night of the week. And there were new Emily in Paris episodes. And we recorded on Thursday, and then it went straight into football weekend. And so I texted Allie on Tuesday, I think. I was like, okay, I don't have time to watch both Emily in Paris and Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Which one do you want me to prioritize? And Allie goes, I don't even care about Emily in Paris anymore.
It's just, like, dragging, I feel like. And, like, I'm like, okay.
It's kind of the same drama over and over
again. Yeah. And, like,
that's fair.
I've said before, like, love Lily Collins so much. But, like, I just don't know why her acting in this show, like, pains me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good.
Yeah. There's other really talented people. Like, the actress that plays Sylvie is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love her.
People said they want a spinoff of her.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it still. I just didn't prioritize it. It was already re-signed for season 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
People really like it.
They really like it. Netflix is really into it. But apparently she's in Rome at the end. Like, so you might also really like that. I saw that she goes to Rome in this, like, next bunch of episodes.
So
you might enjoy that because it'll be kind of like, oh, I was just there.
Yeah.
Okay. Emily in Paris, Allie in Rome.
I'll
think some people really love it, but I did see a hater who posted and was like, when is her visa going to be up?
Yeah, literally. Because it was like season 5 came out, someone said that. Yeah, that's funny.
How is this still happening?
Yeah.
But,
oh my God.
Anyway. Okay. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So, first off, I think the trailers are misleading. Because the trailers led me to believe that it was going to be like a recap of what happened. And it was a little bit at the very beginning. But I thought the whole thing was going to be like about the scandal and building up.
And I told you, it was like a reality TV show.
You told me that. But I just need to bitch about the fact that had you not told me that, that's not what I expected. Because that's not what the trailers led me to believe.
Yeah.
Yes, it is reality TV about that after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I struggled to get through it.
You thought it was bad?
Not bad, but I don't like reality TV. I think it's stupid. Every minute I'm like, is this fake? Is this real? Are they just doing this for TV? Or is this actually like how they are?
Okay.
And I know you like reality TV. So like...
I like most reality TV.
Okay.
I feel like, yes, like I am similar in the fact that like I do also question if it's real or fake, but like... It's real enough that it's, like, on camera, so I'm like, whatever. But I didn't really know about the scandal, so, like, I went into it, like, completely blind. Like,
same.
I didn't follow any of them on it, or on any TikTok, anything, like, and I had seen Taylor Frankie Paul, like, through, like, as I was scrolling every once in a while, and I know
she was,
like,
so big.
Yeah, and I know that she has, like, her kids are super cute, so it's, like... One of them, people say he looks like Stefan from Vampire Diaries.
Okay. I mean, I've never seen that either, so.
Oh, my God.
Someday, maybe.
Let me just sip this.
Okay. Yeah, so I struggled because I just don't like reality TV. And I think it was intriguing, but it was also just like, okay.
Okay, well, let's just unpack the big things really quick.
Okay.
Whitney.
I think she was, acting for the sake of drama and to be the villain.
Yeah, but she's, like, really upset about being the villain.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But also part of me is, like, when I see her post on social media, I'm, like, she, like, responds kind of, like, rudely to people. So I don't know if she likes it. Like, I don't know.
Also, we are going to spoil. So, like, if you haven't watched it and you want to wait... Just spoiler alert. But, like, I very much, even in the very last episode, she's sitting there, like, she should be fucking apologizing like crazy to Macy for not showing up to her thing. And instead she's like, why are you upset? Like, why do you think she's upset, you dumbass?
Dude, unpopular opinion, like, I actually love Macy.
Oh, I like Macy too.
Because, like, for me, it's like I find a lot of similarities in her where, like, I find myself, like, in my friendships, like, I was always trying to keep the peace.
Yeah.
With both sides of everything.
Yes.
And then you just, like, and it's so hard. Like, I just, like, understand where she's coming from.
No, I actually like her, too.
Yeah.
And that's why that final conversation, I felt like Whitney just was, like, saying shit to be difficult and not because, like.
She just, like, shows up. Like, I would hate to also be Michaela in that situation.
Because, oh, I felt so bad
because,
for Michaela.
Because
there.
You're just, like, so Michaela's actually the only person that I, so I take everything, what I said. She actually, I do follow on TikTok and Instagram.
Now or?
Before, actually. Oh. I had followed her because, like, she didn't used to be a part of Mom Talk, and then she, like, joined it.
Okay.
So, like, I, because, like.
It also seemed like there were some members. I didn't go back. I haven't followed any of them. Like, I don't care. But it seemed like there were some members that were members before and, like, chose not to be part of the TV show.
Yeah, there were. Definitely.
And so then they probably had to pull in more people to make it interesting. Like, they probably – somebody was like, we want to have 8, right? And so Michaela may have been added in later for the sake of the TV show.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, what else do you want to unpack?
Fucking Jen and her scary ass husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he okay?
No. That's one of the pieces I kind of appreciated was like, it was, I don't remember if it was Demi or Jesse that was saying like, because to be honest, a lot of them look the same and it took me a long time.
It took me a minute too. Figure out
who is who, and those two in particular.
They do look similar. Look
very similar. Yeah. And so.
I love them both though.
If I was like not fully paying attention, which was most of the time, like I can't just sit and watch that shit. Like I had to be like doing something else, like folding laundry or whatever. And so if I looked away, I'm like, wait, who's talking? I had subtitles on just so I could see like who was talking. You know what I mean? Because it would say like Jesse, blah, 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 blah. Like I had subtitles just for that purpose. Okay. Anyway, when she was saying like that they were bringing to light like women, the women empowerment side of things and like,
yeah,
you know, the feminism side of it.
Yeah.
I loved that.
And like just like the like Mormon religion, like there's just like no room for women and what they want and what they want to do.
But I think that's what she was trying to say is that there is, and that's a stereotype that has been perpetuated, and they want to show that that's not the case in every member of the LDS church. I think that's what she was trying to say, and I think that was cool.
Yeah. And like Macy with her
her business.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Jen's husband felt more traditional, and so it was kind of that.
But like, like toxic. Like,
yeah. Because I think there's a difference between like, you know, if you're in a relationship and you want it to be more traditional and you want it to be like the man is the breadwinner and like takes care in a, you know, in a heterosexual relationship, like if that's how you want to operate, like you do you. But it seemed like
it was more of like a controlling behavior than it was just like. Then I feel like people are comparing Zach and Dakota, where I actually think like the whole shit with like Dakota and Taylor.
It's a different scenario.
Like I think like there was toxicity, but like they also like could have conversations, and his like also was him apologizing and like wanting to make it work. I still don't think like he's like the greatest boyfriend ever.
No.
And he probably
their
cheated.
Issue was more about trust. Rather than, like, control.
Yeah. And, like, I just hated when they, like, compared them because I was like, they are so different.
Like, because him going to Vegas Dakota because and your girlfriend is 36 weeks pregnant and, like, could have a baby any day is different than, like, I don't want my wife to be in Vegas with her friends without me.
Correct.
Those are two very different
I know. Scenarios. I was like, but, yeah, Taylor and Dakota are still together. So.
How old is the baby?
And so is Jen and Zach.
Like, when was this filmed? Like,
I think last year. The baby's like a baby.
Like still a baby.
Yeah.
So it's recent.
Yeah.
They obviously very clearly set up the end as like a cliffhanger. Like, they're clearly doing a season two.
Yeah. I like that. I'm ready for season two.
We'll see.
Layla was irrelevant.
Yeah. See, again, I feel like she was kind of like a filler.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to hit eight.
Yeah, I just think Whitney is, like, such, like, a mean girl, and I just, dislike her very much.
Yeah.
But Team Taylor, that's all I'm going to say. Okay.
But yeah, I guess that's how they got a TV show.
She caused the drama at the beginning, but then, like, stopped causing drama. Mm-hmm. Because she
just, like, wanted to, like, be their friend.
Like, when they showed the episode about her, like, getting arrested and stuff, I was like, oh, this bitch is fucking crazy. And then I loved her by the end of it. Like,
you're right.
That's a big, change, you know, change in eight episodes.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite, for sure, is Demi. She's so real. She's so great. I love her.
Yeah, but she caused unnecessary drama. Like, Taylor and Whitney go to have a conversation, and she's like, I'm just going to go insert myself.
I hope my friend would do that for me. Back me up like that, because Whitney's a fucking dipshit.
I don't know.
Demi's a girl's girl, is what she is. I love her. And she has, like, a 46-year-old husband.
Are you going to start dating the other way now?
No, I'm just saying that he's, like that's iconic. And he loves her so much.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I can't believe you got me to watch that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars win. The other one, not so much.
That's okay. I'm glad you watched some reality TV for me.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
I mean, it was kind of hard not to when it's all anybody was talking about, and it felt like...
Well, see, I thought it was going to flop. Like, I saw ads for it, and I was like, I'm not going to watch that. It seems kind of dumb. Like, whatever. And then I was like, the night before Brooke's wedding, I was like, scrolling through Hulu, and I'm like, oh,
wow. It was like the number one thing on Hulu.
If you want, I don't, not to give you more shows to watch, but, and we don't have to talk about it, but, is it like Crooked? No.
You can't see it.
I can.
I thought you said you couldn't. You shifted. It's fine.
Tell Me Lies on Hulu. It's a drama.
Okay.
But it's
fiction,
like.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Like, realistic fiction.
That's so reality TV.
No. It's like a romance fake. Drama. Yes, okay. It's fake. It's okay. Not real.
I mean, reality TV is fake too, but like different kind of fake.
Like, you know, the Sex Lives of College Girls?
Yeah.
It's like if you took that show but made it really dark. That's how I
never watched that either, though. I need to watch that. I know.
Oh my God.
Renee Rapp. Yeah. But.
Oh my God. Shoot. Okay.
I know. I have the list of shows I have to watch. I'm trying to pull up my is like just out of this world. I feel like I've shared this list before of things I want to watch. Okay.
Like, look at how much I've missed.
Yeah, your friends are too chatty. Okay.
Chit chatters.
What else?
Well, speaking of my friends.
Okay.
We were talking about Halloween, and they were talking about, like, I was saying how, like, I didn't really want to do a group costume this year because it, like, stresses me out and, like, whatever. But, like, they sent one and started assigning people, and I was like, wait.
What just happened?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, hold up. And they said, it's a group costume. And everyone's a different alcohol, like, cocktail.
So what did they assign you?
They assigned me Aperol Spritz.
How the fuck are you supposed to dress like an Aperol Spritz?
I don't know, but Leslie got an espresso martini, and I'm kind of upset about it. Like, whoa there, partner. Like, and, like, Grace's is, like, a shot of tequila. I'm like, how do you even dress like that? Like, what?
He could put a little, like, lime headband or something.
Yeah. I've seen tequila costumes before.
Aperol Spritz.
No, let me literally show you it's...
Oh, my God. Your friends are crazy. Also, for the record, today is September 19th. So, this is how they're planning. Okay.
The wings.
The Red wings. Bull gives you wings, yeah.
Whatever.
We have not figured out what we're going
to
be.
But side note, I wanted to be Hannah Montana, and that was, like, the plan, which I think I'm still going to do.
Give someone to be your Miley?
No, I don't need anybody else.
Okay, you'll just be Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Now that you're
back. And then my Miley is, like, when I'm not dressed like Hannah Montana.
When you're just Allie. You're just being an Allie.
Yeah. Let's get crazy.
So we've talked about doing, like, The Nightmare Before Christmas and doing, like, Jack and Sally and having Lila be Oogie Boogie. We talked about.
Or Clue.
Clue?
Or wait, what's the dog's name?
Zero?
Clue. I was so confident I nailed that, too.
Charlie can be Zero. Or we talked about doing the Flintstones and being Fred and Wilma and Pebbles. Mm-hmm. And then, but I need my friend Jesse and Dan and Liam to move here and be the other set of the Flintstones.
Okay.
We talked about literally today doing Frozen, being Anna and Kristoff and Olaf.
I think that's so cute. I think that's so cute.
Potentially. Can you imagine Lila in a little Olaf costume?
Yes.
It'd be so cute. We'll see.
Little peanut.
We'll see. We're having a Halloween party this year.
After Halloween.
2 days after Halloween.
After Halloween.
Is that not okay? Are you mad that I pushed it back?
It's fine.
Do you know why I pushed it back?
Because of football.
Two reasons. Football is one of them. So... Texas is number one, country right now.
Wow.
Like the number one college football team. And we play the number two college football team on October 19th. So that was the original day of the Halloween party. And I decided that football was more important than that, than celebrating before the holiday. And then the weekend of the 27th, which is probably when most Halloween parties are happening anyway, we have a wedding. And so I decided November 2nd was going to be our Halloween party. It's going to be okay. It's
okay.
2 days after. I wouldn't be surprised if people continue to celebrate that weekend anyway. Like, Halloween is Thursday, and, like, carrying it through the weekend? No? You think everyone's going to celebrate the weekend before?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't going to be that weekend anyway. It was either going to be too early or too late.
It's okay. Okay. It's all good.
It's all good. Not that it was ever going to probably conflict with your plans, because I'm having a party at 4 p.m., so.
Well.
To make it baby-friendly.
Wait, what day is it again?
Saturday the 2nd.
No, yeah, that's fine. It was actually the... You were going to do it when, the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that actually was going to be an issue.
Oh, well, there we go.
Because
you had something, yeah.
Yeah, I think Kaylee's celebrating her birthday that day, and I also am running the wedding the next day.
That's what it was. You were running the wedding the next day, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to do the 2nd. It's going to be great.
Cool.
It's going to be a good time. Well, speaking of football, because we kind of cut football last week.
Yeah.
Because we ran out of time. Allie is doing fantasy football for the first time.
I am.
How's it going?
I'm 2-0.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm actually very proud of you.
Really?
Because I'm 0-2 and 1-1 and 1 in the other, so.
Yeah.
You're doing better than I am.
I'm 2-0. Lakin was texting me on Sunday, like, saying that someone dropped and that.
Yeah, because they announced that A.J. Brown was going to sit out of the game, like, 45 minutes before. I mean, the Eagles didn't play till Monday, but 45 minutes before all the other games started. And so I was like, you need to, if somebody's on your bench is about to play.
Like, trying to deal with my knee, and I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. Didn't I say that?
Well, you said I can't right now, and I didn't know what happened yet. Mom hadn't told me what happened.
I know.
And so I didn't
know. Because I had just called her.
I didn't know what you were talking about. You were just like, I can't right now. And I was like, okay, well, you just have 45 minutes, like, or you might get fucked because your bench players might all have already played, and then there's nothing you could do about it without dropping A.J. Brown, which you don't want to do. So, yeah. But you got it.
I thought I was supposed to drop him.
Did you drop him or bench him?
Oh, shit.
Wait. I'm so nervous for you right now. And if you did drop him, I hope nobody in your league is smart enough to have gone and picked him up.
Oh, no, he's benched. He's benched.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. He's not out for this season. He was out for that game. I got really nervous for a second. Okay. Yeah, you were supposed to bench him.
Yeah, he's right there.
Okay. He's still sitting out this week, too. But. So are you going to actually watch football and, like, be excited about football, or?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe, like, in exciting games, but, like, not just, like,
every
not just going to be, like, okay, it's Monday night, I'm going to turn on the 7:15 game. It's just not going to happen.
That game was great this week, though. It was also great because the Eagles lost, but in general, it was a great game.
I have an Eagles player.
Yeah, A.J. Brown.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get there, y'all. We're going to get there. Allie is going to be a football fan before
I'm
going
to join the family one next year because now I know how.
But you have to convince Lindsay because we have to have an even number.
That's fine.
Okay. So you got to talk her into it.
Cool. Or I just take mom's place. She doesn't seem to ever care.
She really doesn't. You probably could take mom's place.
Cool.
Right. Or maybe by then, no one else will be serious enough. I feel like you gotta have a ring before you're invited to the family league.
Yeah.
Like I don't think, like, I was Claudia.
I've never been invited to the family league. Or, so.
You also have to, like, know football and care about football.
Do I? Because I don't know anything and I got a team. So.
I meant to be in our family league.
Okay.
You can't just be, like, willy-nilly.
Okay. Noted.
Do you want to talk about your knee?
Oh, my injury? Yeah. Sure. I was like, should I write that down? Should I not?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but you mentioned it, so.
Yeah. Long story short, I took a tumble and basically cut my knee open.
Like a really big cut.
Yeah.
Like, mom almost sent her to the doctor for stitches. Big.
Did she say that?
Yeah. She said that if your friend, who's a nurse, hadn't told you it would be okay, she would have suggested that you go get stitches. That's how big it was.
Like, yeah, because I told her. She was, mom's been telling me that it's okay this whole time, so I didn't know she said that.
Well, it is okay, clearly. And she said that because your nurse friend said it was okay. And if a nurse said it was going to be fine, then it was going to be fine. She's got a hell of a lot more training than mom does in how big of a wound needs a stitch.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, let's just say, like, it's probably, like, an inch across and, like, half an inch. Like, or, I don't know. You're not going to pop a picture of it.
No, so. I am not going to pop a picture of it for our friends on
the internet. It's a gash.
It is. It is. And it's deep.
It's not deep. It's wide.
It's just wide.
If it was deep, it would be like bleeding still.
I guess that's fair.
It stopped bleeding. That was like why my friend was like,
you're fine.
Okay. Because I woke up the next morning and it hasn't bled since.
That first moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if it continued to bleed, like it would have been a deep, deep cut that like needed to be stitched.
That's fair. Okay.
But it's just wide. It's like, yeah. Anyways. I tripped into a pothole. I was wearing these awful shoes that I need to just stop fucking wearing.
Get rid of them. Buy shoes.
The black.
Yeah, buy shoes.
Yeah. They're like the black, like, platforms that are like elastic on the top.
That were popular. Yeah. Like, okay. Mom owned a pair of them when I was like 8. So.
Yeah. But yeah, they are just not.
They're not meant for walking in the city. Mom wore them. Like, to her neighbor's house for a barbecue. Not, like, walking on the potholes of Chicago.
Okay, well, Chicago, my friends were, like, taking pictures of the potholes. They're like, you're going to sue the city. I'm like, I'm not. I can't do that.
But you're going to sue the city for the cash. And you're like, yeah, okay.
I mean.
And, in your defense, you weren't drunk yet.
That's what the unfortunate part of this is, because I'm, like, in a literal standpoint, like, I'm very glad I wasn't drunk because I was able to, like, you know, whatever. But when I'm telling people what happened, I wish I could say I was drunk because I'm just, like, because, like my boss, for example, I was sitting next to her and I was like, yeah, I fell. And, like, I just know in the back of her head, she's like, oh, she was, like, hammered.
Trash, right.
And I'm like, I just want to let you know that I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just fell.
So embarrassing for you.
It is really embarrassing for me. And right now it's starting to bruise, and it's bruising, and whatever. But I'll survive.
You will survive.
Yeah, most people were like, you should have gotten stitches, but like, it is what it is.
At this point, if it's healing fine, it's fine.
Yeah.
And you're totally okay at this point.
Yeah. And, like, it's one thing, like, being your knee. Like, if I have a scar on my knee, okay, cool.
Right.
Badass, honestly.
Yeah.
If I have...
I have scars, like, all over the place.
Like... I have a scar on, like, my eyebrow and inside my eyebrow. Not badass. Not slay.
Not slay.
So.
Yeah, right. If it's a place that you care about the scarring, like, yeah, you go to the doctor and you get it done professionally. And you don't just, like, buy tape from Walgreens and tape it up.
Yeah.
Which is what her and mom did on Sunday.
Yeah. I've literally been every day just, like, using wound closure band-aids. But, like, honestly, it's just not deep, so there's nothing to pull together.
Does it hurt?
No, that's the weird part, is it just, like, in the first couple of days, like, it was, like, it would get, like, stiff.
Okay.
And, like, you know, it would, like, hurt a little bit. Also, especially when she gave me those band-aids and I was literally forcing it together.
Right.
Also, sorry, TMI.
No, yeah, I mean.
But.
The first day, yeah, probably sore, but at, like, this point, not.
But, like,
anymore.
No. I've just been, like, avoiding, like, putting any sort of, like, pressure on it, being on my knees or anything, so I've been, like, not doing anything, really, but today is the first day that I can just, like, walk normally and, like,
it's good.
Not have to worry about, like, when I'm walking and it, like, goes in and closes.
Okay, maybe we should be done with this topic.
Cool.
I made a family tree.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
We haven't recorded. Well, we recorded last week since I made it. I made it weeks ago, but last week we ran out of time. Like, it was on my list for last week, but we ran out of time. I don't have too much to say about it other than I'm going to pop up a picture. And then I think we should post it on the Instagram story and, like, save to highlight so that people can always go reference it.
Okay.
If they'd like to. Because it's in horizontal, so you're not going to, like, I don't think making it an in-feed post necessarily makes sense unless we, like, put a cute border around it maybe. I don't know. But it was really tough to make, to get all of our dads and all of our siblings and not have it just like look confusing. Mm-hmm. So there is a point where there's like a crossover, which I don't love that the lines like cross over.
You should have put pictures of everyone's face.
That's a cute idea. So I have a version. I think we should have two versions. Okay. I think we can have the version that just has the names, but then yeah, maybe a version with pictures would be cute too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Everyone's a little bobblehead.
A little head. Okay, well that can be your job. You can go pick a picture of everybody. Okay. Or at least like everybody on ours and your side of the family. I can go do like my dad and Sue and the boys. And the boys, I have, Sue actually just gave me their like school pictures.
Oh, perfect.
Take a picture of their school picture and be like, there you go.
I love it.
It's perfect. The Colton senior pictures. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's so funny. But anyway. Now we have a family tree to reference for everybody when they're confused about who is related to. Literally what my intention or my idea is that every time we talk about somebody, with the exception of like mom, is I'm going to pop up the family tree and like circle them.
It would be kind of funny though if every time we talked about someone, you just popped their head up.
Just their face? No, you have to have the whole context, like the whole tree. And
yeah, but who's going to... Most people are just listening to us.
Well, some people watch it on YouTube. One of my friends said she's so fucking sweet. I'm really trying hard not to swear around Lila, and so I like it, being able to swear here is like a different vibe. Anyway, she was like, yeah, I download it on Spotify so that you get credit there, but then I always want to watch it on YouTube because I want to see you guys. Like, that's so cute. That's so sweet. So... I think people watch.
That is sweet. I posted a question box and someone asked me how is Italy, but that'll be released at this point.
When did you post a question box?
When we were in the car on the way here.
I didn't not even see that.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah.
Okay. Just that's probably more for next week's episode then. Obviously, yeah, we talked about Italy in last week.
Yeah.
Like, did you think we were going to get a bunch of questions in the, like, 30 minutes from our drive home to now?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's been, like, 2 hours.
Well, it is at this point. Let's see if there's anything else in there.
There isn't, because I checked.
Yeah, no, it's just that one. Okay, well, if anybody puts anything, we'll talk about it next week. We also have, three messages for mom on Instagram to the two of us, and then I have 4 just for mom to me.
She has one of me and Lindsay. Oh, no. That's all of us. You, me, Lindsay, and mom. And then there's one of just you, me, and mom.
Yep. Those are the ones. You, me, and mom are the ones that are, like, about, like, niece, aunt things.
Yeah.
Baby-related things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we're probably good.
Yeah. I agree.
Back into it. I'm definitely not going to finish any more of that. Otherwise, I will never go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
Well, it's melted now, so.
It still tastes good. I'm just, like, nervous about the caffeine.
Put it in the fridge.
Maybe. I may put it in the fridge and have it tomorrow. What I may do is take the ice out of it. Like, drain the ice out of it and then just stick it in the fridge for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good idea. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Like, subscribe. 5 stars, all the things. And
before we go, I haven't looked at our ratings in a while.
Do you really want to do that live on the podcast?
Yeah. I do.
Because I feel like we have some mean hater people who have brought our rating down.
I don't get it. Why? Oh, no, our rating's fine.
Okay.
It's 4.3. Could be worse.
That's still not great.
It's like one person gave us like a 1 star.
And it brings it down. Anyway.
Why are you guys mean to us? We don't deserve it. Oh, Spotify is 4.1.
More trolls.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys hate us so much. Bye.
God. Rat row.
Oh my God.
Actually, I need to. And there's Lila.
Peanut girl. Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Oh God, sugar rush and alcohol rush is different.